This is FM Coast. Coast. Indonesian Tech Startup Podcast. Brought to you by Appsco.id.
Welcome to Appsco's Indonesian Tech Startup Podcast. Hi Appers.
Hi.
Ketemu lagi sama kita ya. Ada gue Arif.
Gue Riza.
Yes. Gimana kabarnya Appers? Tetap semangat dong ya pastinya. Meskipun uang THR udah habis ditelan lebaran. Sebulan yang lalu sih sebenarnya. Dan seperti biasa, setiap episode kita selalu ditemani produser kita dan juga music director sekaligus sound engineer. Gila dia, babat abis semua. Mair Alamsyah, yeay! Anyway Appers, udah pada subscribe Apps Coast di iTunes, Stitcher Radio, dan player FM kita belum nih? Subscribe dong! Yeah. Dan jangan lupa di rate dan tulis review juga ya, yang bagus-bagus.
Yang bagus-bagus bener.
Biar semakin banyak teman-teman yang bisa dengerin kita juga.
Nah, kita udah masuk ke episode 15 nih.
Aha, 15.
Dan di episode
Sweet 15.
Oh iya.
Oh enggak, ada Sweet 17. Ntar kalau Sweet 17 oke, nanti kita pakai okay. Sweet.
Sweet. Dan di episode kali ini sangat-sangat spesial.
Wih, gila, telurnya 2. Eh 3 ya? Atau ada telur. Oke, pokoknya.
Karena kita kedatangan tamu yang sangat istimewa.
Istimewa, lagi-lagi telurnya 2 atau 3.
Kesempatan langka sih, soalnya founder yang satu ini kerjaannya traveling terus dari satu kota ke kota yang lain.
Gila nih, foundernya kerjaannya traveling dan ini salah satu tipe atau type of future workers,
yeah.
Which is remote working ya.
Mereka nyebutnya digital nomads ya.
Oh, digital nomad.
Lifestyle baru. Dan sekarang kebetulan lagi di Jakarta. Kita undang ke Apps Coast, dia mau.
Dan yang paling menariknya nih ya, yang bisa gue ceritain mungkin kalau biasanya kita review atau kita undang tamu podcast kita itu startup-startup yang biasanya startupnya udah ada,
Udah established,
yep. Udah dapet traction, udah ada users, walaupun cuma 1-2 at least, tapi sudah ada produknya dan mereka coba untuk market validation.
Yep.
Nah yang ini startupnya itu masih di early stage banget.
Yep.
Yang which is masih ide.
Masih ide, lagi development.
Dan lagi develop MVP-nya. MLP.
MLP.
Minimum lovable product. Gila. Nggak cuma kita aja yang lovable ya, tapi produk juga ada yang lovable. Dan yang paling uniknya nih nanti, ini uniknya banget, mereka tuh ternyata pacaran.
Iya, jadi ini adalah tamu kedua Apps Coast yang couple.
Tapi sebelum kesana nih ya, yuk kita dengerin hot news seputar perkembangan teknologi dan startup di Siliconasia. Siliconasia. Appers, mau tahu cara mendapatkan uang dengan Facebook?
Mau dong.
Jemuni dari Budgets Are Sexy memberikan tips buat kamu. Berikut langkah-langkahnya. 1. Buka facebook.com. 2. Klik menu account setting. Langkah ketiga, klik deactivate your account. Yang keempat, lalu lanjutkan pekerjaan kamu. Selesai lo langsung produktif.
Appers, berikut 5 hal yang kita bisa ambil pelajaran dari CEO Nintendo yang baru saja meninggal dunia. Pertama, terjun langsung ke lapangan. Kedua, menganalisa tren masa depan. Ketiga, terus menjalin komunikasi dengan pelanggan. Keempat, rela memotong gajinya sendiri sebagai panutan. Kelima, berani mengaku jika salah.
Aku nggak lo. Ternyata entrepreneur itu ada tipe-tipenya Appers. Berikut diantaranya seperti yang dilansir Techin Asia. 1. Greenhorn. Itu tipenya muda, berani, dan lugu. Biasanya yang baru lulus kuliah nih. Yang kedua, visionaries. Tajam, cerdas, dan punya visi yang jelas. Yang ketiga, daredevil. Tajam, cerdas, dan cenderung emosional. Yang keempat, exiters. Waduh, exiters. Berpikir pendek demi uang, yang penting duit.
Quitters.
Oke. Yang kelima, eksekutor. Itu banyak aksi, minim bicara. Sedap. Keenam, posers. Itu tipenya sombong, udah gitu individualis. Yang ketujuh, bullshitters. Tipenya banyak bicara, udah gitu individualis lagi. Yang kedelapan, octopi. Itu biasanya orangnya satu kepala, udah gitu banyak bisnis.
Kayaknya gue kenal.
Yang kesembilan, Valley Dudes. Berpotensi, tapi kadang terjebak. Nah, kira-kira Appers yang mana ya? So, itu dia info menarik dari Siliconasia. So, jangan kemana-mana, karena sesuai janji kita tadi, Mas Riza. Yep. Abis ini bakal ada interview dengan dua orang entrepreneur yang luar biasa keren ini. So, don't go anywhere. Follow us on Twitter @moonshine in the valley, winding back to where we started. Freeze fire, cause you know I will make it home. Never gonna wait. Oh, so far away. So you're still listening to Apps Coast, Indonesian Tech Startup Podcast. Dan, Appers, seperti janji kita tadi di awalnya, Mas Riza, kita sudah kedatangan tamu nih, startup dari Belgia.
Belgium.
Jauh-jauh, lagi main ke Indonesia. Dan paling menariknya sekali itu adalah mereka masih sangat muda. Umurnya masih 21 tahun dua-duanya.
Berondong ya.
Berondong. So, very young.
Very young.
Gitu deh.
Udah ada suaranya nih.
Udah ada suaranya. So, please welcome for Mr. Witse van Rensbeek.
We'll try.
Okay.
Witse van Rensbeek.
Witse van Rensbeek.
That sounds better.
Okay. Sounds better. Okay.
And
Aline Moeller.
Aline Moeller.
So Witse and all in.
All in. Yeah, that's a good one.
So mereka berdua ini
couples
dan bikin startup.
Yep.
Dan sekarang lagi melakukan remote working gitulah. Maksudnya kayak nomaden gitu. Jadi kayak ngerjain sesuatu itu yang kayak pindah-pindah gitu.
Sambil traveling,
yep. Sambil ngerjain startupnya, pindah-pindah kota. Terus kok yang sekarang banget nih lagi membuat MVP untuk produknya atau startupnya namanya Citizen Lab. So kita akan banyak ngobrol-ngobrol dengan mereka. So hello.
Hi.
What should we call you? I mean like Witse.
And Aline.
Aline. No, Aline.
Aline.
Okay. All right, how are you?
Fine.
Very good. We have a good office here.
cool. Witse, would you say hello to Appers?
Hello Appers.
Hello Appers.
And could you introduce yourself, for example, like your background, education,
sure.
And then your startup, your passion, and other interesting, maybe interesting things.
That's enough for 30 minutes, Sasha.
Start from Witse.
Yeah.
I'm Belgian, Aline is also Belgian. Mm-hmm. We are 21 years old, and I am actually the guy who is doing the technical work at Citizen Lab for the moment. So we are building the MVP. Citizen Lab is a civic engagement platform on which the citizens co-create their city. Mm-hmm. So meaning that they could, on one hand, post ideas, they could comment and interact on ideas and upvote the best ideas. And on the other hand, the government, they ask questions to the citizens about, for instance, budget allocation, and citizens vote then for the best solution.
Okay.
So in the end, our vision is to decentralize governments. So we want to start with local governments. Yeah, and that's the idea, to give the city back to the citizens. Let them co-create their city and participate in the policy. Make it more democratic, transparent. Yeah.
We call it citizen sourcing. So
yes.
It's crowdsourcing, but then for citizens. Yeah. So the knowledge of the whole city is definitely much bigger than the knowledge of only a few politicians.
That's the idea.
Why you came up with that idea?
Because both of us, because you asked about our passions.
Yeah, yeah. Okay.
Our passion, or mine anyways, is I have a huge passion for decentralization. I think that our future will be decentralized.
Okay.
What I like about it is that it's more transparent and it's more democratic. So I think that a lot of citizens, they can have very good ideas, but for the moment it's impossible to come up with these ideas and to reach the local government, because especially in Europe, I don't know for Indonesia, but I guess it's the same, there's a lot of administrative burdens and red tape, and that makes it almost impossible to participate in the governance.
Yeah.
And with the technology we have now, it's very simple. Everybody has smartphones, everybody's online all the time, so if you just have an idea, something pops up, it's you should immediately let the government know. That's the idea.
Good time to the idea comes in good time, because as in for right now, like president have Twitter account, right?
Yeah.
Okay, now what is your daily activity as in right now?
Okay, currently we're building the MLP, the minimum lovable product, like you said.
Thanks to Ari.
Not the MVP, but a minimum lovable product.
Okay.
And we are, it's quite advanced already, I think. Mm-hmm. We plan to roll out the first beta version or the MLP in about...
Next week?
Next week or 2 weeks.
If everything goes well, next week.
We should set a deadline.
Yeah, the internal deadline.
Yeah.
What did you do, Witse and Aline? What is your role in this Citizen Lab?
Yeah, sure. I'm the technical co-founder, or more technical, so I'm building the platform. So it's a digital platform, Citizen Lab. And Aline, maybe you should tell what you're doing.
And I'm so now in the beginning, everything is building and not that much focused on community. So I'm more doing the design right now, the website, good landing page, all these things. So we both have a business background. We're studying business engineering, it's called, but we're learning ourselves new skills, building new skills. And so for now, it goes quite well, actually. But yeah, if we would grow, then we'll definitely need a more technical person. So that's one of our next steps after the MLP. Looking for a more technical co-founder.
So everyone who would be interested to join us as a co-founder, we're definitely open for it. We're open for remote workers, because we are remote workers ourselves. So people that have, developers that have knowledge in Meteor, because we're building it in Meteor, they're more than welcome to send us, to drop us a line.
I will.
Do it.
So buat appers yang kira-kira punya passion atau tertarik sama visinya tentang sama pemerintahan, sama government,
Citizen sourcing.
So bisa join, as a CTO. Coba aja send CV-nya atau gimana. Nanti maybe you will drop the email for
later.
So what did you do before doing Citizen Lab?
So actually our entrepreneurial spirits started like 1 or 2 years ago. We had our first project together. We liked to travel and we had an idea while traveling, and we participated with it in a student competition, student entrepreneur competition.
And you won, right?
Yeah, so we participated in two. And we won the biggest. So yeah, we really fell in love with the community around startups, with all the events.
What was the project?
Yeah, the project was called P2, and it's a bus-torrent, so a restaurant in a bus. We had the idea in Bolivia, where there are lots of food trucks, food, a lot of street food, I mean, but also very nice buses. So we thought, like, colorful local buses. So we combined both, and we got a food truck, but then for a bus, and we were serving temaki. So sushi in a cone of seaweed, actually. So that was the first project.
Alright.
And then afterwards, but actually afterwards is only 6 or 8 months ago, we like to participate in startup weekends. And both of us, we participate in a few. I won one with an ID called Aircar. Was a platform for actually for travelers that they could have free parking at airports, and in exchange they would rent out their car to incoming travelers. And we worked on another project during a startup weekend in Berlin. But actually, most of the experience we built, or for me personally, I did business development at a Belgian startup called Angel.me. It's a crowdfunding platform.
So, can you share about your planning for the next 6 months for Citizen Lab?
So you say that the next 2 weeks will be launched. The MLP will be launched. So what will you do
what
for
next?
The next 6 months?
So I think, first of all, we will roll out in smaller communities, communities that are easily reachable. But we aim at reaching also the more bigger cities, because we think our growth hack or our growth strategy is, we think that's really important in the B2Gov market, because we are in the business to government market.
What country do you planning to target first?
Belgium. Yes.
We'll start in Belgium, because
so it's a good test market.
And also, I think there is a clear need in Belgium. Read a lot of blog posts of people that are politicians, local politicians, that state that they should have a medium, a digital medium, to communicate with the citizens. So I think there's a clear need.
Yeah, there's a clear need, but for governments actually face a make or buy decision. So they should make the decision. Will we make the platform ourselves, or should we buy something that already exists and offers a service? So in Belgium, there's not, it doesn't exist already, such a platform that serves this service. So that's the idea, like we provide them an easy, simple platform with a good user experience design, And we sell it as a software as a service, so subscription based.
Or we call it City as a platform.
City as a platform.
Yeah, that's the idea.
Okay. I don't think you answered the planning thing.
I was talking. You're talking.
sorry. Let's start over.
I was talking about the credibility builder, but then, of course, we need the third person, like we said earlier, technical person, because we want to focus on customer development, both of us, and then the third person, because we like the lean startup methodologies, meaning that just try it out, fail and learn. And iterate a lot of
iterations. Get as much feedback as possible. So also now, if somebody's listening and they think, that should be better, just let us know. Yeah. We want to spread the word and get as much feedback as possible. So that's also our, that's our first step now. So to get a lot of users and gather their feedback about our products.
Yeah. And then afterwards, I think it's, we have a product that is very easy to scale.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So we already have in Meteor on our platform a good looking feature to customize the language.
Okay.
And
indeed,
also the content is in the local language. So no problem there. So of course we plan to scale very quickly and to go to other countries in Europe.
Yeah.
I think most interesting for us would be countries that are more transparent and that embrace democracy.
And like, transparency.
Yeah. Like the northern countries, for instance.
Scandinavian.
Okay.
That could be very interesting for us.
Okay.
How do you benchmark your startup when you want to do sort of like scaling from maybe you have certain numbers of users or something?
That's okay. Yeah, that's a good one. Because it's actually in, for our business, we have a B2Gov business. So
B2Gov.
Actually, B2Gov. It's maybe more difficult to measure in a way that users, we matter about them, but indirectly. So meaning that we matter about the customers, and the customer is in the end the government. So we're still thinking about how we're going to do it in terms of growth hacking. Do we help the local governments to get users on board or not?
Do you want to add something?
Yeah,
do you want to add something?
Yeah, no, indeed. First, we want to focus on getting as much as governments involved. But I think it's the more interesting for them, of course, if they have a lot of citizens on board. So that's my opinion. I just want to spread the word, and not only to governments, but also to citizens, that everybody can join the community. And in the end, it's not about us, it's not about the governments, but it's about the citizens. So they should all just join the platform and post ideas.
Okay.
So that's the moment, actually, when it becomes valuable, our citizen lab, when everybody's joining and then there are discussions going on. So first, we'll focus on the users, on the governments, but then quite rapidly, we'll focus on the citizens.
Right. Next question about the monetization. How to get the money?
So it's a typical SaaS business, meaning that it's subscription based. We'll have different pricing plans and we'll have also freemium models. So meaning that for free, you will get for a limited number of users, no customization, no specific domain name.
Just the default categories, no extra categories.
Yeah. Also in terms of layout, nothing special.
Okay.
Or very basic, let's say it is special, but it's still basic. And then when you go to the more expensive plans, you will have customized domain, customized design, unlimited number of users. That's the idea.
So about the funding,
are you doing bootstrapping right now?
Yeah, sure. Yeah. So we're not thinking about funding. We don't need any investments for the moment. We're still bootstrapping, all doing everything on our own.
We pay with our time.
Sweat equity.
Sweat equity.
So you have a plan for getting some funding in the next 6 months, maybe, or no?
It all depends on how it will work out.
Mm-hmm.
So as we told, first thing first, so get a lot of user feedback. And I think when the need is there to grow more rapidly, to scale, then we'll look at funding. But for now, it's not our focus yet.
Because also quite important, the third person, the co-founder, he would get equity, not a salary, of course.
Okay.
So we want to bootstrap as long as we can. We might be interested in an accelerator program for seed money, but it's less for the seed money. It's more for the mentorship, of course. So we applied for the Y Combinator Fellowship.
Yay!
Yes. So fingers crossed.
Wow. What an insight.
Yeah. If they accepted in Y Combinator, of course will be history.
Is Y Combinator listening to this podcast?
So at first, please don't go anywhere, because we'll be right back after this.
Follow us on Twitter @@@@@@@@@@@@@@@@@@@@@@@@@@@@@@@@@@@@@@@@@@@@@@@@@@@@@@@@@@@@@@@@@@@@@@@@@@@@@@@@@@@@@@@@@@@@@@@@@@@@@@@@@@@@@@@@@@@@@@@@@@@@@@@@@@@@@@@@@@@@@@@@@@@@@@@@@@@@@@@@@@@@@@@@@@@@@@@@@@@@@@@@@@@@@@@@@@@@@@@@@@@@@@@@@@@@@@@@@@@@@@@@@@@@@@@@@@@@@@@@@@@@@@@@@@@@@@@@@@@@@@@@@@@@@@@@@@@@@@@@@@@@@@@@@@@@@@@@@@@@@@@@@@@@@@@@@@@@@@@@@@@@@@@@@@@@@@@@@@@@@@@@@@@@@@@@@@@@@@@@@@@@@@@@@@@@@@@@@@@@@@@@
So you're still listening to AFSCO's Indonesian Tech Startup Podcast. Mm-hmm. Still with Witse and Aline from Citizen Lab.
Okay.
Tadi kita udah ngobrol-ngobrol ya, first tentang Citizen Lab. Mm-hmm. Dan sekarang kita coba akan gali informasi mengenai si orang-orang ini nih. Dua
secara
orang
personal.
Secara personal. Okay. So, you guys seems to travel a lot,
yep.
Right? Why do that? Any particular reason or something?
Sure. Quite mainstream maybe, but no, not mainstream, but it's our main source of inspiration.
Uh-huh.
So we get out of our comfort zone. We like to travel to less traveled countries actually. So yeah, meeting new people, immersing yourself in new cultures, that's where we get our inspiration. Thinking out of the box.
We are not the people that want to live at only one place. Mm-hmm. Real life, the nomadic lifestyle, and that you could move from one city to another. And I think only thing you actually need is your MacBook.
Mm-hmm. MacBook?
MacBook.
Or laptop. Or any other laptop.
But so in the past, we've been traveling a lot for the 2 years. I think we've visited 4 continents in the last 2 years together. And so the focus was always more on traveling. But right now in Asia this summer, we're combining traveling and working. So more the digital nomad lifestyle of integrating traveling in your lifestyle. And it's going quite well for mm-hmm. the moment. So when we're in cities, we're focusing on working. We work in co-working spaces. And then in between, we also go visit some nature or get to know the country more.
Okay. What is the biggest challenge in building and running a startup company so far?
You mean remotely?
No. Build and running a startup company. What the challenge?
I think we cannot really talk about the company yet. Mm-hmm. We have our product.
Okay.
And so now the focus is really on building our product, actually. So we're not really into the phase yet of running the product.
Okay.
And so now the focus is more internal, like how fast can we go, on which things should we focus, on which not, because we want to go fast. So that's the challenge right now.
Yeah, and I think a challenge is to keep it simple.
Yeah.
To simplify all the time and to have all the basic needs in your MVP, because
mm-hmm.
You can build a lot of features, but I think it's very important to have the focus as from the start. Maybe something challenging for us now, what we're thinking about is the SaaS pricing.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
The pricing is quite challenging. It's quite difficult to set the right price at the mm-hmm. beginning. Like, you have a lot of questions there. Your beta version, do you release it for free? And do you want a lot of feedback, or do you want immediately revenues from the first customers? So a lot of questions there. So
you guys are very young. So why you want to be entrepreneur? I mean, like, instead of working with some big company
or someone else?
For me, it's very easy.
Good,
it's
good.
The freedom. I want to work autonomously. I want to work on my own, do whatever I want. And yeah, just learn and do things.
Knowing what you're working for, you have your own product, you can really see it grow, you can make your own decision every day.
Exactly. I think it's also because we want to maximize our impact and building a startup. Yeah, of course, it's a good way if it succeeds to have an impact.
Yeah,
so that's the reason.
So what is your best advice for young and aspiring entrepreneurs like yourself? Maybe you have some advice or something that, because you guys are very, very young
and confident about what you do.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And I mean, like, maybe you can share some tips to maybe encourage
efforts.
Another.
Can I go first?
Yeah.
I think a big misconception is, and we all have it, that we need experience. We don't mm-hmm. need experience. Experience is something that you learn. You learn from doing things. So
like
I would say,
now we're learning by doing.
I would say my main advice is just do things. Do a lot of things and fail and learn. I think that's very important because I see a lot of people from my age that think I want to build my own company, but later once I have experience.
I have the money, but that's not... You can do... Right now, you can do things so cheaply, let's say. Everything's online. It's all available, like software. It's all open source. You can just start whenever you want. So that's the main advice, I think. And for me also, to be inspired, just meet a lot of like-minded people. So other young entrepreneurs that already have some experience, but for me, the most inspiring examples are also young entrepreneurs, like the big examples. They are inspiring as well, but I mean, like, close to you, people that are doing well, that already built their product, and that you can just go to them at some meetup or event and ask them questions. Don't be afraid to ask questions.
Yeah, okay.
So everybody's a beginner.
What is your main strength and weakness as an entrepreneur?
You have to ask.
Or maybe you can switch.
Yeah, switch.
Yeah. Okay.
this is interesting.
Lynn will tell what with strength and weakness and with advice.
Okay, so I think Witz's strength is perseverance. So when he wants something, he really wants to go for it. And he wants to work on it all the time. So that's maybe his weakness at the same time. And his perseverance. He loves to do things very properly, just not do something and finish. He wants to do it well. And his weakness...
Watch out.
It's a difficult one to answer.
Maybe no. I'm quite strenuous. I'm quite...
Yeah, no.
You have perfected me.
I have a good one.
What?
So one of his strengths is also very critical. So uh-huh. what he delivers should be good, but he's very critical to other people as well.
Oh.
His close environment is very critical for them. But then on the other hand, you push yourself further. So he brings out the best of me.
Yeah.
It's double.
And for Aline, her strength, or her main strength, let's say, is definitely that she's full of creativity. She's a very creative person. She's also a team player, so she thinks always in terms of the benefit for the sum and not for herself, not for the individual. And that's very good. It's very pleasant to work with. Disadvantage or a weakness?
Weakness.
I would maybe say that sometimes she wants a lot of things. So, like you said, keep it simple and focused.
Okay. So, which one do you choose? Working on one product at a time or multiple products?
For me, one project at a time.
Yeah. Focus. So, in the past, we had some different projects, very short after each other. But now, with this project, Citizen Lab, we immediately feel like, okay, this can really be something. So, I cannot explain, but it's a certain feeling like, okay, this
excitement,
this can be something huge, and then you just feel like focusing on that one and the rest doesn't matter.
Okay, so talking about the startup scene in the Europe or Belgium, and could you share some insight about the startup scene there to us in Indonesia?
Brussels, it's upcoming, but it's less active than startup scenes in Berlin. The biggest startup scene in Europe are in Berlin, in London.
Amsterdam
is very upcoming. So these three, let's say, and also northern countries like Stockholm and Lisbon.
Lisbon in the south.
It never ends. Compared to Indonesia, I would say the main disadvantage of launching your product in Europe is that it's a very scattered market. So meaning it's very segmented. Like Belgium, we have 11 million inhabitants. That's a very small market. And you should know that our market is actually divided in two parts or three parts, actually. We have the northern part of Belgium that is, it's called Flanders, and it's Dutch speaking, while the south is French speaking. That makes it very difficult to launch a startup in a local language because you have to customize and you have to tweak all the time. And also for Brussels, for our product.
Yeah, our capital, the capital city, there are two main languages. So it's not, if you want to get everybody on board, like in our project, we want to get everybody on board, every age, no matter what background. So then it's difficult to choose one language, or like you can, a lot of startups in Brussels, they just start in English, but for us that wouldn't be a good choice because we want to get everybody on board. So then you should immediately have a platform in two languages. So
but yeah, and well, actually that is possible, but I think the most difficult thing is that French speaking people and Dutch speaking people, they should interact with each other, but in which language? That's the question.
Yeah. Integrating
Google Translate.
Yeah, Google
more advanced.
So for Indonesia, when you start your product, like Indonesia is such a big country, one language, you have a huge market. The market is booming as well, so a lot of people are getting online. So I think for that's what we noticed here in Indonesia and Jakarta, that the focus is really on mobile. So everybody is on their smartphones. We also experienced it while traveling here in the country.
Picture.
So there are a lot of possibilities.
Yeah, I think a lot of opportunities here because 250 million. That's so huge.
So I think that's a main advantage. Like we already now have to think about, okay, not really, but if things go well, where do we go next? And for if for you in Indonesia, you're just focused on Indonesia for like a very long time because it's so big and you can grow and grow and grow.
Belgium is not a market actually.
Yeah.
It's Europe.
It's a test market.
Okay. And Europe is a market with a lot of languages, a lot of cultures, very diverse.
So you met a lot of CEO or founders in Indonesia, right?
Uh-huh. Yeah.
So how do you think about the startup? Is it good or?
Yeah, sure. We met very ambitious people.
Yeah. Very smart people.
Yeah, so we contacted each other via startup travels. And I think it's a good way to connect with local entrepreneurs.
Mm-hmm.
All the guys that we met were great guys working on a great product.
Knowing what they're doing.
We're using it, and I I experienced that we're using exactly the same methodologies to build our startup, so it's universal language.
Okay. Can they catch up with startup world in general? I mean, in technological side?
But there are still some barriers, like we talked about it earlier, things that are very easy in Europe, let's say, like payments online, that might be a barrier here. Yes. So you always have to take into account the needs of your users here. But I, in my experience, we talked to a lot of founders already, and they really know their markets. They know how to approach people here in Indonesia. So that's good. You're focused, you have a broader vision, but you're still focused on Indonesia, so that's great.
From a technological perspective, I think that maybe there, the languages, the programming languages that you use here is mainly PHP, right?
PHP, yeah.
And, well, that might be a bit old-fashioned in a way.
Old-fashioned?
Because in Europe or in Belgium, Rails is sexy, and Meteor, of course, and Python.
But still, the startups that we met, they were all focusing on learning new languages.
Yeah.
So
they don't teach it in school here.
Very
That's
eager,
what we heard.
Eager to learn.
Eager to learn.
Absolutely.
Okay. So, kesimpulan aja sih sebenarnya. Jadi mereka menyarankan kalau mau bikin startup di Indonesia, fokus aja ke pasar Indonesia yang udah cukup gede.
Yes.
Kalau mereka bikin di Belgia, ya karena kecil makanya mereka harus expand.
Harus
gitu.
Expand ke Europe.
Jadi jangan mikir terlalu jauh untuk
sebenarnya
go public
market,
gitu.
Yes, market Indonesia tuh sudah sangat cukup
sudah,
sekali sih sebetulnya.
Sudah lebih dari cukup.
So, itu keuntungannya kita Apple.
Yeah. Yeah. Oke, okay, next question.
Tapi gue mau nanya dulu sama mereka.
Oke. Okay.
You have used several startup products in Indonesia, right? Like Gojek or something.
Yeah.
What have you tried?
We have tried Gojek. We have tried Uber, but that's not the Indonesian.
Uber taxi. Yeah, no, but that's not a startup indeed.
What else have we tried?
Name some. Maybe we can tell if we use them.
Okay. Not so much in Indonesia.
No, but I mean like the startups here are focused on Indonesian users, so it's mostly in Indonesian. So we cannot really.
Yeah, exactly.
Use them.
Most of the websites, and it's quite bizarre in my opinion, most of the websites, or all of them, they are just in Indonesian. Even the Telkomsel website, like for your SIM card, that's... you want to activate your SIM card, you have to do it in Indonesian.
We want to book a train ticket online, and we should use Google Translate to understand the website. So that's more a general disadvantage.
Okay,
so that's good feedback
for us. Yes.
Yeah, but still, you're focused on local users, so
your market is huge enough, I think.
Yeah.
All right, next question. Who is your idol? A founder, CEO, perhaps, and why?
This is quite cliche, but for me, that's definitely Elon Musk. Because he thinks 10 steps ahead of all the rest, and his projects are so huge. So, yeah, it's literally shooting for the moon. Like SpaceX and Tesla, what he is doing has a huge impact, or is going to have a huge impact. And I think these companies, they will get massive.
For me, also Elon Musk, but who else? Maybe Robin Chase.
Robin Chase.
She's the founder of Zipcar in the US, and she's really focused on sharing, on the sharing economy. And she also has a very philanthropic vision. So and she's involved in politics as well. So she's a very clever woman, and she integrates her vision into several startup projects. So that's also I think my or our vision, change the world by entrepreneurship. Sounds indeed very cliche, but still.
Someone else for me is the founder of Ethereum, and Ethereum is actually using blockchain technology, so the technology underlying the Bitcoin, and like I said, my passion for decentralization. I think it will make a huge impact. Like for instance, what I like is micro transfer, that you can do online donations, but micro donations very very small, for a very small amount, for good content. So reward someone for good content or for sharing or whatever.
Alright, next question. What is your dream app?
Our dream what?
App.
Dream apps.
Except Citizen Lab, of course.
Yeah. Okay. I think Citizen Lab been maybe 5 years. so that we can further distribute city governance and that we can make the citizens themselves, the owners of the city and the ones who make the decisions to further decentralize the governance. But yeah, the market is definitely not ready for that right now. But I think in the future that it's going to be possible.
Yeah, but I'm now more thinking about what is my dream app, what are my problems right now. So I think I'm just now focusing on Jakarta.
What's your favorite technology or what do you want to build?
What's my favorite? Citizen app I want to build? What are you asking? Yeah, just like I said before, I really like the sharing economy. I like the fact that property is becoming less important, but the usage is more important. So like Uber, maybe in the future you will not own a car, but just use a car. So everybody has more access to a lot of resources. Everything becomes more equal. So that's what I like about the possibilities of technology.
I think both of us, we really care about education. We think there's a lot of room for improvement there. And so yeah, maybe in future we want to build something in edtech, so technology and education. Because I like MOOCs, the massive online open courses. I really like them because they make it possible for everyone to take a course for free at wherever, Stanford University, MIT, and that's so great.
So, let's say tomorrow morning you wake up and you got this brilliant idea, okay? And what will you do in the next 7 days?
I think for me is spreading the word. So contacting a lot of people that you know, a lot of people that you think that can help you build it.
Your friend?
Friends, yeah, friends. Indeed, because we're now two, and it's, I think, starting up alone or building something alone, that's really difficult. So just find somebody that shares your vision and that can help you and that gives you feedback. So don't keep it secret.
Okay.
Your idea, just spread the word.
Mm-hmm. That's maybe the biggest mistake a lot of people make. Also, a lot of students, they think that it's a secret and they think about taking a patent for it. But I think it's more important to do customer development, to talk a lot with people, to get a lot of feedback and to integrate feedback in your product.
And also something we noticed, or in general in entrepreneurship, the idea matters. Of course, you should have a vision and the idea should be good, but
execution is
everything. Indeed, if the idea already exists, doesn't matter, just do it better. So, and competition is not always bad. So don't be afraid if it already exists. And if you think that product should be better in this or this way, just do it your way. And that's my
execution. Much better.
Yeah, much better.
Everything. You should ask yourself the question, if there exists an alternative or a substitute, you should ask yourself the question, why am I not using this alternative? Mm-hmm. And I think answer on that could be very useful.
Yes. Good trick.
And after that, doing the helicopter view.
Yeah, indeed.
How we can connect with you? Maybe you can share your Twitter account, LinkedIn, maybe your website, maybe.
Yeah.
Yeah. My name is definitely too difficult. But my Twitter is WietseVR, @WietseVR.
Okay.
VR is a Dutch pronunciation. But so it's WietseVR.
Okay. And my Twitter account, I will not spell it, it's just my name in one word. So look down, I don't know, you will write it down probably. So just my name, @AlinMeulaert, in one word.
Okay.
And so we're both on LinkedIn as well. Uh-huh. Just type in our name, reach out if you have questions or
and
feedback.
Go to your website, citizenlab.com.
Yeah, of course.
And our mail address is there, drop us a line.
Okay.
We'd love
okay.
to hear from you.
Yeah.
So.
Especially your feedback. Feedback, right?
Yeah, sure.
Indeed.
Okay, before we move on to the next section, is there anything else you want to say to Eppers?
Maybe you want to say something like saté, please, saté.
Saté, please.
The food is awesome.
Very good food here at the office.
What else can I say? Yeah, instead of building skills is the most important thing, but I also feel like it's very important to have a good knowledge of English. So no, it's really important. Like here in Jakarta, it's so nice to just being able to speak with somebody, have a good conversation. So yeah, just if you teach English, if you're learning English on school, mm-hmm. in school, just if, and you see a Westerner or somebody that speaks English, just go to them and practice your English.
But don't ask photo.
Instead, yeah, that's a good one. Instead of taking pictures, talk to us. Yeah, that's a better one.
picture, mister.
Leggy.
Oh, leggy.
Okay.
Means more.
Yeah.
Leggy. Okay, maybe you can mention about the CTO things here. You want to hire a technical co-founder, yeah?
So I think there is, of course, there's more than one condition, but one condition, the primary condition, is that you could speak English.
Okay.
Otherwise, it's going to be difficult to communicate.
Yeah.
And the second thing, the most important thing, is that you have experience, or maybe not experience, but that you are knowledgeable in JavaScript.
Mm-hmm.
We're using Meteor.
Yeah.
So it would be great if you use Meteor or Node.js.
Okay.
I think.
But that's not even a condition. Or
And in terms of attitude, yeah, I should fall in love, of course, with the product and the idea. And at least as much sweat that you will invest in the whole startup as we do.
Okay, you expect him or her to be full-time job?
Yeah, sure.
Yeah,
sure.
Absolutely. Even more than full-time.
More than full-time. Okay.
No, but we want to build something great, so mm-hmm. I think...
And if we get somebody on board, it can go very fast.
Yeah.
So
it's a full commitment.
If he's there, fully commit, and we can do something great.
Okay.
All right, and there you go.
He or she. Of course.
I'm definitely open for that.
Yeah, two girls and one boy in the startup team. That would be something.
So, before we end up the session, now let's move to
Eat Snap.
So, okay, Aline and Witze, now you must answer all of our quick random questions.
All right.
Okay.
Spontaneously, without even thinking about it.
Okay. And both of us, or?
One by one.
Exciting.
So you have to choose one of two answers we give.
Who's going first?
Witze.
Witze
first. Are you ready?
Think so.
So... Designer or developer as a co-founder?
Developer.
Developer. For Aline.
Aline.
Photoshop or Sketch?
Sketch.
Yes.
Yeah. I never learned Photoshop.
Really?
I'm learning Sketch and I can already do great things. So.
I think it's comparing Windows to Apple. We used Windows for our whole youth. And now about 1 year ago we switched to Apple? To Mac, and it's Sketch compared to Photoshop. Photoshop is so
bloated.
And Sketch, it's lightweight, it's easy to use.
I never felt like using Photoshop was too much.
Too
and much. Then I downloaded Sketch and it was like, oh, so easy. But so use Sketch.
All right, for Witze.
Yeah.
Yogyakarta or Jakarta?
Ooh.
Quick.
Jakarta.
No, but seriously.
Why?
Yeah,
Jakarta.
Jakarta.
Why?
I want to live in Jakarta. Maybe I want to be a tourist in Jogja, but Jakarta, there's a lot of things moving here, a lot of cool people hanging out here, good Wi-Fi.
Yeah.
Good Wi-Fi.
Cool co-working spaces.
Good Wi-Fi.
Okay. Next question for Aline. Bootstrapping or get funding?
Bootstrapping.
Oh, in the beginning. All right. Last question for Witze. OnePlus 2 or brand new iPhone?
OnePlus 2.
You never used iPhone before?
No.
But you use MacBook.
You use MacBook.
Yeah, no.
You can mirror the Sketch from here, right?
Maybe.
Are you marketing of Sketch?
Oh, no. So... before we finish our talks, we will challenge you to give us what is your 5 tools that you can't live without as a founder of our startup company.
Yeah.
Because now in E-Hot Stuff!
E-Hot Stuff!
Okay, so, who go first?
For project management, we use Trello.
Trello, okay.
I think for smaller teams, it's really good. It's it's very easy to use.
I've used Asana as well.
Asana?
Before in another project, and that's better for due dates when you have strict deadlines.
Okay.
But Trello is better visually, good for inspiration, to keep a good overview on what you're doing. Yeah, so Trello.
Trello, okay.
All right.
Trello. Number two.
For us, our teamwork, we send a lot of links to each other, and we use Point for that. So it's really, really easy. It's a web application, Chrome web application. Yeah, okay.
Point.
Yeah, and you just download the application, and when you type at, and then your friends appear, just at, and then I type Witz's name, and then the link is sent. So before, we always had to copy paste links in, I don't know, Facebook or something, and now it's like, oh, I found something great for you, at, and he has the link, so that's really very useful.
Okay, number three.
Number three.
Slack. Yeah, both of us, we love good design, and I think the way Slack is designed, it's the ultimate product. It's just so good to work with. We love the design.
Yeah, indeed, and you can post a lot of documents, pictures, all in one place. So that's very easy. Another good one is Pocket. When you read articles and you can save them for later.
Yeah.
So that's also really useful while traveling, because when we have Wi-Fi, we download the articles, and then we're waiting for a train or something. We just read an article offline. So that's really also very useful.
Okay.
And then the last one.
I would say, but it's not so related to startups.
Uh-huh.
Or yeah, it is related, but not to productivity.
Okay.
But it's called Panda.
Panda?
Yes, exactly.
Panda as animal?
As the animal, okay. Yeah. Exactly. And it's when you open a new tab in Chrome, then you have a news feed of your favorite website, so you can integrate, Product Hunt, okay. I integrate TechCrunch, I integrate NextWeb, and then you're always up to date. But like I said, maybe it's not so productive to have it.
Distraction.
Yeah.
Okay, that's all.
Already five?
Yeah, five.
Yeah.
Five. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Thank you very much.
And Alien for
Terima
coming.
Terima kasih.
For coming to our studio.
Right.
You're welcome.
All the best for Citizen Lab and you
thank
as well.
You.
Yeah. Same for you.
And your journey.
Yeah.
thank you.
Maybe next time you came back to Jakarta, we can do a podcast and ask you for the progress about the project.
Yeah. A new podcast in 6 months. Or we can do a remote podcast.
Yeah, sure.
So our time is up. Thanks for listening to this Apps Coast edition with Stefan Raspik.
Almost.
And Aline Myler.
Yeah.
From Citizen Lab.
Mm-hmm.
So don't forget to follow us on Twitter at AppsCoast and AppsCo_ID.
Mm-hmm.
And also subscribe to our podcast channels. Just search AppsCoast in your podcast client.
And if you have some suggestion,
yes,
question or feedback, please send us an email to hello@appsco.id.
Yes.
Or shout at our Twitter handle.
So see you in the next episode. I'm Arif.
And I'm Riza as your host and producer.
With Mahir Alamsyah as a music director and sound engineer.
Mm-hmm.
Keep yourself locked with us at appsco.id. Bye! Bye.